Good afternoon, friends in Mansfield Park. Today, warm welcome extended to you. We're from Thornwood, from the church on Thornwood Terrace. Warm welcome extended to you all to the services on Sunday, the Lord's Day. Morning service, 11 a.m., 11 o'clock in the morning. Evening service, 6:30. A very, very warm welcome extended to you all. We'd love to have you with us under the worship of God, that you might hear the glorious gospel message of salvation. And the sum and substance of that very gospel message is brought before us in probably one of the most quoted verses in the Bible, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Life that shall never end. And my friend, you may be living as if it were in the body today, but if you're not a Christian, you're without life. He that has the Son hath life, but he that has not the Son of God hath not life. By nature we are all sinners, sinners by nature and sinners by practice. All have sinned and we have come short of the glory of God. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. You may be here within the vicinity of Mansfield Park today and be persuaded, well, I'm not a sinner. That's what many people say. You might be a sinner, but I'm not a sinner. Well, friends, the Bible tells us that if we say that we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us, and we make God a liar. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Who is able to forgive us our sins? Certainly not the Protestant minister. He can never forgive us our sins. The minister here present with us today from Thornwood Church, he cannot forgive us our sins. Neither can the Roman Catholic priest forgive us our sins. Neither can Buddha or the gods that represent the Hindu religion or the Islam religion or the Jewish religion or 1,001 other religions in this world. There is only but one who is able to forgive sin. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is salvation in none other. There is no other name given under heaven amongst men by which we must be saved. Listen to these four words. Ye must be saved. My friends, if we are not saved, we are lost. We are lost until we are found. We are blind until we see Jesus. We're told in the Bible of a man who was blind from his birth. He was blind for many years in this world. And we feel within our heart very sorry for people who are blind and who are denied maybe the blessings and the privileges that we take for granted. But this blind man had a spiritual problem. He was also spiritually blind. And we, my friends, we also have a spiritual problem if we indeed are without Christ as our Savior. We are blind until we see Jesus. Was blind, but now I see. That was his testimony. That was his grace testimony, when his heart was opened by the mercy of God. My friends, a warm welcome is extended to you. I don't know if you're a church person. If you're not, can I remind you that the church will never save anyone? The church has never saved anyone. Religion has never saved anyone. We all have a religious badge of one kind or another. We may be a Roman Catholic today. We may be a Protestant, a Hindu, a Buddhist. We might be a Muslim. We might be a Jew. We might be an atheist, skeptic, an agnostic, and 1,001 other things. My friend, none of these things will save us. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only name under heaven by which we must be saved. If we die in our sins, have you laid hold of that? We are all sinners. And if we die in our sins, it would have been better for us if we had never been born. The Bible testifies to that. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, he preached on hell more than he did on heaven. Why is that? Why did the Lord Jesus Christ preach on hell and damnation more than he did on heaven, the glory land of heaven? Because he would have all men come to a knowledge of the truth. And we cannot hear the truth often enough, because it is the truth of God that sets a sinner free. A lot of people would have them be convinced that all this is a figment of the imagination. My friend, the truth is not a figment of man's imagination. It is not a figment of man's imagination that we're going to die and then come back as a beautiful yellow plant or as a flower. We're certainly not going to come back as a plant or as a little flower or as a daffodil when we close our eyes in death. We're going to wake up in the realms of another world.
Yes.
It is appointed unto all men once to die.
God bless you.
And after death, the judgment. There's a day looming around the corner when we must all stand with our arms stretched, our hands empty, and our appearance personal before a just and a holy God. We have to give our account to the judge of all the earth as to what we have done with the man Christ Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has been brought before you here clearly this afternoon through the gospel message in Mansfield Square here in Glasgow. And we would warmly invite you to come along. Young man, young woman, all of you, from the youngest to the oldest, a warm welcome is extended to you. Come along to the church on Thornwood Terrace. The preacher is the Reverend Andrew Allan. He preaches a faithful gospel message. The time's 11 o'clock in the morning and 6:30 in the afternoon. I can assure you of this, my very dear friend. You have nothing to lose in coming and everything to gain. And if we gain Christ, we have more than the wealth of 1,000 worlds within our heart. We have a precious, never-dying soul. That is our most valuable possession in the light of eternity. A precious, never-dying soul. My young friend passing in the car today, walking, cycling, sitting, eating and drinking. We have a precious, never-dying soul. And we are journeying to eternity. And eternity is like the ring on our finger. It has no beginning and it has no end. Have you ever thought about that? That eternity is like the ring on our finger. No beginning and it has no end. And how we die will determine our eternal destiny. What happens to the Christian? What happens to the believer when he closes his eyes in death? Let's hear what the Bible says. The soul of the believer at death is made perfect in holiness and doth immediately pass into glory. And the body, being united to Christ, doth rest in the grave till the resurrection morn. That is what happens to the believer. Our mortal remains are whisked away in a black funeral car, placed into a coffin, and then dug 8 feet under. That is where our mortal remains go. The black funeral car sees to that. But the day that you and I close our eyes in death, the last enemy, at least it is for the Christian, he opens his eyes in the realms of another world. The Bible tells us that there is a heaven to be won and a hell to be shunned. That is why we come out here every week of life. That is why we knock at doors with the gospel, with gospel tracts, with the Good News Gospel magazine. That is why we preach the gospel on Byers Road, in central Glasgow, in Buchanan Street, in Manfield Square. Go ye out into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and then to the Greek. My friend, reading the paper here today, you're passing, sitting, listening, eating, drinking, you're cycling, passing in the car, and you think, what nonsense? Well, my dear friend, it's not nonsense. It's not nonsense at all. We are concerned about your soul. We are concerned about your most valuable possession in the light of eternity, pleading with you to repent and believe the gospel, pleading with you with all the love that we can muster to turn from your sins and come to Christ. As I said earlier, he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He would have all men come to a knowledge of the truth. What does the truth do? What is the truth? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The truth doth something else. The truth sets a sinner free. When the truth sets you free, ye shall be free indeed. We're from Thornwood Church, the church on Thornwood Terrace. A warm welcome to the services on Sunday, the Lord's Day, 11 o'clock in the morning, and 6:30 in the evening. And the invitation is, come.
Give me a few minutes, I'll just finish off.
Oh, sorry, sir.
God.
Before we close here this afternoon, can I ask you, my friend, where are you going? Where are you going? Over 100 years ago, the Titanic, the greatest ship that the world has ever seen, she sailed, or at least began her maiden voyage to New York. Little did the passengers and crew on board the Titanic, little did they know that they were on a rendezvous with tragedy. Little did they know, many of them, that they were on a rendezvous with death. Do you know, my friends, on the night of that tragedy, the radio operator of the Titanic received numerous warnings from ships that were in the vicinity, asking that Captain Smith be informed to alter course. Alter course, change your direction. You're on a rendezvous with tragedy. There are icebergs ahead. Tell Captain Smith to alter course, to change his direction. Do you know what, my friends? These urgent messages fell on deaf ears. Why? Because Captain Smith was desperate to get to New York on record-breaking time. And you know, I don't need to tell you the rest of the story. An hour later, when it was too late, they saw this iceberg. The Titanic crashed into the iceberg. Despite being told hours earlier, alter course, change your direction. You're on a rendezvous with tragedy. And we know the consequences. 1,500 souls died that evening. In the coldness of death, they died in the North Atlantic. All because warnings were ignored. All because warnings were ignored. My very dear friend, the Bible tells us and gives us warnings regarding the journey that we are on as well. We are on a great journey, a greater journey than the journey the Titanic was on, that was captained by Captain Smith. We are on a journey to eternity. And the Bible tells us that we must alter course. We must, as sinners, change our direction. Because we are on a rendezvous, not just with death, but we are on a rendezvous with a lost eternity. And the Lord Jesus Christ, in his grace and mercy, he brings messages before us. Just as these ships, passing in the North Atlantic, passed their messages that evening to the radio operators and to the captain of the Titanic, the Lord Jesus Christ is bringing messages before us in his own word, the Bible. Our old big book for living and our old book for dying. My friend, make your home in the Bible, and the Bible will take you home. The Word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And if we take heed to the messages that God brings before us in God's Word, then all will be well with our soul. But if we close our ears to these messages, if we, in our folly, refuse to accept what these messages are saying to us, what does the Bible say? What does the Lord Jesus Christ say? He says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. perish. What does that mean, perish? It means there's a lost eternity. It means there's a place called hell. And that is what you and I deserve because of our sinful natures. You might be here today laughing, scoffing, jesting, jeering regarding these things, but God will have the last laugh at the end of the day, because he says, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and he will have people, he will vex them in his sore displeasure. My friends, don't neglect your soul salvation. Don't neglect the things that matter most in life. Don't neglect what the Word of God is telling us. Except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. The Lord would have all men come to a knowledge of the truth and be at peace with God. May the Lord bless what we have shared with you and what we have heard today. May it register in our heart so that we might be brought to the point of surrender and surrender our hearts to God. What has he promised in return? Listen, he says, I give unto you a new heart, and the blood of Christ cleanseth us from all sin. Thornwood Church, Thornwood Terrace, the preacher is the Reverend Andrew Allen, my friend. Warm welcome. Come along. Hear the good news gospel message of salvation. 11 o'clock, 6:30.